everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today on Rehana's Cuisines, I'm going to be showing you how to make plain rice. I've had a lot of emails because people want to learn how we can identify each and every grain of rice. I use the jasmine long grain rice. So we're going to start off from scratch. So this is what we're going to do. I have 2 mugs of rice here. Now, you can use 2 measuring cups if you want. You can use any cups if you want, but I use the mugs. So I have 1 mug already in here, and I'm gonna put my 2nd mug in there. Then what I'm gonna do is come here, and I'm gonna wash the rice. And I'm gonna show you the whole process, just because the youth out there, the new cooks out there, sometimes it just takes you to see how it's done. So I'm gonna close this and I'm gonna rinse it once. And you see how the water is white? I'm just gonna clean that out. And then I'm gonna do it 1 more time. And my water is lukewarm, so it's not really, really hot and it's not cold, so it's just lukewarm. And I'm gonna do it 1 more time, and I'm just rubbing the grains of the water, of the rice in the water. And again, I'm gonna come and I'm gonna spill all the water out. And you can try and get as much water out as you can. A little bit in there is not gonna hurt. Then what we're gonna do is we're gonna turn our stove on. And we're gonna fill our saucepan up with 3 mugs of hot water. So that's 1, 2, and 3. This measurement works really, really well for me. So like if your water here is boiling, and just wanted to point out that if you were doing something with, like, let's say sweet and sour or stir fry, and you wanted to have like a light brown rice, just add about 1 tablespoon of a good soy sauce in there and then put your rice in, and your rice will be really light brown and really flavorful. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add my rice in here. Now, the rice was cold. Even though we washed it in warm water, it's still cold. That's why the water stopped boiling, which is perfect because we want the temperature to come back up again, because the rice temperature is going to go up too and it's going to start cooking. So what we're going to do is we're just going to give it just a stir, and then we're going to leave it alone. And we're going to, and it's already, if you can see, there's bubbles in there. If you can see on the side, there's bubbles in there. So we're just gonna wait for it to bubble just a little bit more. And then we're gonna turn our heat to the lowest setting. And then we're gonna cover it and we're gonna let it be happy. We're not gonna open it. We're not gonna fuss with it. We're not gonna turn it. We're not gonna do anything with it. We'll just leave it. And after 15 minutes, we're gonna come back and we're gonna see if the water has all disappeared or not. And if the water has all disappeared, we'll go ahead and open it and then we'll give it a good fluff. But we'll come back in 15 minutes and then we'll see. But before that, I just wanna show you here, you know, how much it needs to come to a boil. So you can even increase your temperature a bit more just to get it really nice and boiling here. Okay, now if you see, it is really coming to a good boil, especially on this end here, you can tell. So that is perfect. So what I'm gonna do is I am gonna lower my temperature to the lowest heating, and I'm gonna leave it, I'm gonna cover it, and I'm not gonna mess with it. And I'm gonna come back after 15 minutes, I'm gonna look through this glass here and see, but I'm not gonna open it. You want the steam inside to cook your rice. So after 15 minutes, we're gonna come back, we're gonna open it, and we're gonna fluff up the rice. So I'll see you in just a little bit. So it's been 15 minutes. I haven't touched it, just let it be. But I can tell that there's no water in there. And I can tell that there's perspiration right on top of the lid here. So I'm gonna open it and you're gonna see the steam is gonna escape right there, which is perfect, perfect. So now, what I'm gonna do is, I'm not gonna use this spoon, and I'm not gonna use this spoon. I'm gonna use something with, like a fork. So if you don't have something like this, fork will do. It's perfectly fine. But what I'm gonna do is, I'm just gonna fluff it up just like that. Like so. So you don't want to handle it as the least handling, the better it is for the rice. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn my pot to the opposite side. And the reason is because sometimes I feel like, you know, there's more heating on one side. So this way it's really going to cook it really well. I'm going to cover it for another 5 minutes. And we're gonna be done with our rice. It's been 5 minutes, folks. And our rice is completely done. I'm gonna come back here and shut the stove off. And then if you can follow me, I just wanted to show you a couple of different ways that you can jazz up your plain rice. So here I have some fresh spring onions. I've got dried parsley leaves, dried chives, and I've got an ingredient here that I kind of wanted to introduce, and it's called sumac. And the way it's pronounced, it's pronounces S-U-M-A-C. Now sumac is actually a berry that grows in the Middle Eastern countries and also in Italy, and it's got a very tart flavor to it. But if you, and you can get it at any of the, Arabic stores or specialty stores. But if you cannot get a hold of it, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You can use paprika to give it that, the zap of the color that we want to get. Or even if you have your rice, you can add, to make lemon flavored rice, you can add a couple stalks of the lemongrass in it. And you're gonna get a very good taste of like a lime flavor. And then you can add chives or parsley in it to give it the color. So here we're gonna do 4 different types of rice. And I just wanted to do this to show you that, you know, if you have a party or if you just are bored of just plain rice, let's jazz up the rice just a little bit. So if you can just bear with me, I'm gonna do 4 different rice for you. Decorated 4 different ways, and look at how the rice is, look at the grains. I mean, you can tell each and every grain in there, so it's not become sticky or anything like that. We're gonna plate this one here for the sumac, and it's gonna look so pretty, so pretty. And then if you I have a recipe that you can look for. It's for the kukupaka, which is chicken in coconut curry. And you can look for that recipe. And if you put that yellow, it's a yellow colored curry. And if you put that on top, the color just looks amazing. So we're gonna come here and we're gonna just put spring onions for this one. And I'm gonna give it a stir. And then I'm gonna just do just parsley leaves. For this one here, we're gonna do chives. And the last, but not the least, is gonna be our sumac. Now, you can also add, if you want with the sumac, you can go ahead and add the some more parsley leaves on it and see how decorative this is gonna look. So see how it just adds a little green in there. And for this one, it's just gonna add really nice
onion flavor to it, and it's going to be a mild spring onion flavor, but it's going to be a little different from just plain rice. So you can really jazz up your rice by just, you know, adding a little bit of stuff into it and just jazzing it up. So there you have it, folks. You have four different types of flavored rice. And the fifth one you could do if you wanted to, you could add some soya sauce on it, in it in the beginning of when the water was boiling for our pot. But that concludes this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. See you then.